Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
We have a huge epidemic of fentanyl problem created by intentional acts by the cartels. We are doing everything we can within our resources to fight that.
Attorney General Merrick Garland testified before a Senate committee Wednesday facing questions about the investigation into Hunter Biden and the department's response to the fentanyl crisis. Another hearing focused on Denver International Airport CEO Phil Washington's confirmation to lead the Federal Aviation Administration. Democrats rallied behind President Biden's pick, while Republicans like Texas Senator Ted Cruz heavily criticized Washington's lack of aviation safety experience.
As I look at your record, I see a record where you've got experience with buses, you've got experience with trains. Buses and trains are very different from planes.
Other committee members focused on Washington's successes as an Army veteran who has led transit agencies in Denver and Los Angeles and one of the largest airports in the world. The Senate passed a resolution nullifying a Biden administration Department of Labor rule on environmental, social, and governance investing, which some are saying could lead to Biden's first veto. The rule allows managers of retirement plans to weigh climate change as well as other environmental, social, and governance issues in their investment decisions. Republicans see the measure as the Biden administration prioritizing a liberal agenda instead of protecting retirement accounts. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, along with other GOP leaders, discussed the Parents' Bill of Rights proposal, which aims to provide more transparency to parents about their children's educational experience. Bill author and Louisiana Representative Julia Letlow says virtual learning ushered in by the pandemic gave parents an opportunity to see what their kids were learning and left many parents disheartened.
And so then we did the right thing, right? We went to our school boards and we voiced our displeasure, but we were turned away, and some of us were even labeled domestic terrorists.
Public education has become a hot topic issue for GOP lawmakers, resulting in what some are now calling a culture war over school curriculum. On Wednesday, President Joe Biden nominated Julie Sue to replace outgoing Marty Walsh as Secretary of Labor. If confirmed for the position, she will be the first Asian American to serve in Biden's cabinet.
Mr. President, when you said you wanted to be the most pro-worker, pro-union president in history and restore decency and build the middle class, I said, sign me up for that. I want to help do that.
During the White House ceremony, President Biden called Sue the American dream. Sue was confirmed by the Senate in 2021 to her current role as Deputy Labor Secretary. I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.